two bottles of champagne in. Front row, center stage. Recycler and Tejas.
Half
I still got the ticket. And I can't remember the other one.
They are fun to watch.
Fun to watch, fun to listen to.
They're great. We don't miss the show.
Because they're so good.
Good music.
They're from Texas. Great.
Number one.
Pearl necklace, all you need to know.
They're great.
I'm a luthier. That's a builder of string instruments. I met Billy backstage after a show in Boise, Idaho, and put together a little project and snuck through the cracks of the back door. And Billy said, meet me in the green room in like 10 minutes and let's see your wares. So off we went, and I guess he liked what he saw. And the phone started ringing and he started ordering guitars.
Even if they say Gretsch or Fender, there'll be a John Boland guitar usually.
This is a guitar that Billy ordered about maybe 3 months ago. It's a super lightweight body. It's been hollowed out and chambered. The neck actually has been chambered underneath the fingerboard. Billy likes very light guitars. He finds they're easier to play and he can do his magic on a light guitar. And we found that the chambered bodies and the necks actually gave the guitar more tone than a conventional guitar. So it's really quite magical what happens.
Billy's very specific about things that you'd be surprised how little a difference can make when it comes to the sound.
We've got to talk about the fur guitars. I mean, everybody knows the legs guitar. That's one. You know, we've made a lot of clones of different guitars for Billy that he didn't, he wanted to retire some of his old guitars that were getting so valuable and worn out at the same time. You know, we've cloned a lot of his real special old vintage guitars, and we've also created some crazy things with neon lights, and we've put car parts in them and we've made them talk. I mean, Billy's creative imagination is really amazing. The guy is really from another planet.
Awesome. No, tell, ask him. No, you need to.